This is Dr. Jeff Kane with Healthcare as Though People Matter. A photographer in Los Angeles named Conan Sorano died last month because he couldn't afford healthcare. He wrote on his Facebook page, "My rent is due August 25th. To afford rent, I need to sell my Jeep. I couldn't go to the hospital because then I couldn't sell my Jeep and then I would be able to pay rent. Hospital or homeless was the choice. I even called people at 3 a.m. so I wouldn't be alone when I died." Across the country, many sick people are faced with choosing between medical care and rent or food. And hospitals, for their part, are faced with a parallel choice between serving the patients who can't pay or staying in business. The Galveston Medical Branch of the University of Texas, for example, advised its staff back in 2008 to steer the uninsured elsewhere, even those who argued they would die without immediate treatment. Its number of uninsured patients dropped during the next 3 years to a 13th of what it had been. Across Texas and elsewhere, hospitals are struggling with the costs of uncompensated health care. Though laws require emergency departments to treat indigent patients, hospitals, by financial necessity, commonly find ways to abbreviate emergency treatment and deny ongoing care. And note this well. This is even while the Affordable Care Act is in force. If it gets repealed and tens of millions of Americans lose their insurance, emergency departments will teem with patients who have no other recourse, and that will threaten the continued operation of hospitals everywhere. Our choices are narrowing. Either we'll provide universal coverage, such as a single-payer system, or we'll change the laws to permit emergency departments to turn away those who can't pay. The issue is actually a national emergency, for which we need wide discussion. It should be obvious by now that leaving it to Congress is like having our poodle cook our dinner. Part of our national discussion needs to question why healthcare is so expensive in the first place. Frankly, we use far too much high-cost, high-tech, and we do so because of ubiquitous, clever marketing and from fear of litigation that stems from tenuous patient-doctor relationships. For example, every head bump doesn't need a $1,000 MRI. According to the United States Medicare Payment Advisory Commission, high-tech imagery for nonspecific lower back pain, which is almost predictably useless, costs us over $230 million a year. We pay $284 million annually for carotid artery screening tests in patients who have no symptoms, and a similar sum for imaging for patients who simply complain of headache. Our ongoing healthcare cost crisis results from general civic irresponsibility. We've abdicated this critical institution to people enmeshed in conflicts of interest. We all need to get involved. What's at stake isn't just our wallets, but our bodies and our souls. This has been Dr. Jeff Kane reminding you that it's genuine healthcare only when people matter.
Jeff Kane is a physician and writer in Nevada City, California. His latest book is Healing Healthcare: How Doctors and Patients Can Heal Our Sick System.